8. Cultivating calm and stillness, letting go of anxiety as a lifestyle. 9. Cultivating meaningful work, letting go of self-doubt and supposed to. 10. Cultivating laughter, song, and dance, letting go of being cool and always in control. As I analyzed the data, I realized that I was about 2 for 10 in my own life when it comes to wholehearted living. That was personally devastating. This happened a few weeks before my 41st birthday and sparked my midlife unraveling. As it turns out, getting an intellectual handle on these issues isn't the same as living and loving with your whole heart. I have written in great detail in The Gifts of Imperfection about what it means to be wholehearted and about the breakdown, spiritual awakening that ensued from this realization. But what I want to do here is to share the definition of wholehearted living and share the 5 most important themes that emerged from the data and which led me to the breakthroughs I share in this book. It will give you an idea of what's ahead. Wholehearted living is about engaging in our lives from a place of worthiness. It means cultivating the courage, compassion, and connection to wake up in the morning and think, no matter what gets done and how much is left undone, I am enough. It's going to bed at night thinking, yes, I am imperfect and vulnerable and sometimes afraid, but that doesn't change the truth that I am also brave and worthy of love and belonging. This definition is based on these fundamental ideals. 1. Love and belonging are irreducible needs of all men, women, and children. We are hardwired for connection. It's what gives purpose and meaning to our lives. The absence of love, belonging, and connection always leads to suffering. 2. If you roughly divide the men and women I've interviewed into 2 groups, those who feel a deep sense of love and belonging, and those who struggle for it, there's only one variable that separates the groups. Those who feel lovable, who love, and who experience belonging simply believe they are worthy of love and belonging. They don't have better or easier lives. They don't have fewer struggles with addiction or depression, and they haven't survived fewer traumas or bankruptcies or divorces. But in the midst of all of these struggles, they have developed practices that enable them to hold on to the belief that they are worthy of love, belonging, and even joy. 3. A strong belief in our worthiness doesn't just happen. It's cultivated when we understand the guideposts as choices and daily practices. 4. The main concern of wholehearted men and women is living a life defined by courage, compassion, and connection.